to those who may not celebrate Christmas because we have quite a few students. So we're trying to keep the in the sense of not making it Christmas for like specifically Christmas related, okay. But still like cookie cottage because we felt like gingerbread house just kind of correlates with Christmas, and we didn't want any student to feel like they couldn't participate because we have had a couple who we've had some things at the campus and they had to do an alternate assignment or something. So we wanted to be friendly and really just promoting like the goal of this is team collaboration, like working together as a team, coming up with a plan. And so,
so
it was really cool.
Is this sixth grade or is this across the campus?
It was sixth grade.
Sixth grade.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so tell me what that looked like.
So I think right after Thanksgiving, we sent out a sign up genius to all the parents, mm-hmm. and we broke down what each connections class would need, and parents just, I mean,
jumped on it
instantly.
Oh, good.
So we had things and ready to go. Everything was prepared. Each class had five groups. And
class had five groups.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And so they were given some PDF worksheets that the SEL committee found, because that's who planned it, was our SEL committee.
Okay.
And so those groups were able to plan on Monday. They were able to plan what they're wanting to build, what that was going to look like, what that was going to entail. And so then on Tuesday, they were given roughly about 45 minutes.
Yeah, 45 minutes.
To build. And so when the time was up, teachers went around, they took a picture of the kids with their cottage.
Cookie cottages.
Yes. And then they also voted within the class for the top one for their class. Mm. So that single cottage picture was sent to me. I created a Google form last night at like, I don't know, were on email. It was late.
Yep.
It was like 11:30 because I had 4 hours of volleyball practice last night. So by the time I got home and had dinner, it was late. And so today during Connections, they were voting on who is going to be the Cookie Cottage champion of sixth grade.
Where are the Cookie Cottages located?
In the trash can, because we didn't want rodents.
Yep. Oh, so you just have the pictures of them.
We just have pictures.
Oh,
yes. Because I mean, we have friends. Mm-hmm. We're going to be, let's be really honest, there's friends at the junior high. And so as soon as we were done, we did the pictures. The kids are like, oh, that girl. I was like, did you really want to eat something that all your friends' hands were touching?
Right.
Yeah. They're like, No. I mean, I've seen your friends. They've gone to the bathroom. I don't see them. I don't see anybody walking out with like drying hands.
No. I just did cookies. We have a tradition every year. My nieces come over and we bake Christmas cookies and have a little, whatever they stay the night. And so we just did that this last weekend and they use so many sprinkles. And I was noticing them like licking their finger, like dipping into the sprinkles. I was like, y'all can take all of these home.
Oh, you could tell which kids were like having some taste because their mouths were like red and green. And so,
it's the giveaway.
Afterwards, after everybody's gone, I had some teachers like, we really need to vacuum. So Miss Longbotham and I were vacuuming classrooms. During school, Miss Longbottom had the vacuum backpack on.
Oh, yeah,
on,
I love it.
And and so I laughed because Warfield's like, and McNeil are like, we feel seen and heard because y'all are in here vacuuming. But we did. We vacuumed as best we could.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
You should have called her. She likes to use the vacuum.
I do. Well, I like the backpack version. We have one at our office.
She's gone around the office before with that thing.
It was really neat. Awesome. I mean, so I have a Google form of like 22 cottages. And they're so, some of them are amazing.
I can't wait to see the pictures.
I can probably pull up a few, but.
Yeah, we should be like sharing this on social media.
I will post them on the junior high Facebook page. I just haven't had a chance.
Well, tag friends at ISD, we'll share it. That would be awesome.
Miss Meyer's class, I don't know what they did. I feel like there was some hot glue somewhere.
Uh-oh.
But, It was not on the list.
Hold on, were there rules you only could use?
We only used what was on the list, but I think, I don't know if they did. I didn't ask, and at this point I was like, you know.
Sounds like we have some allegations going on.
I do. Wow, revelations happening on the
there
podcast.
There might be some conspiracy.
Wow.
Have you seen that?
How about we just post that picture and ask everyone on social media what they think?
Yeah. We're gonna start a whole conspiracy theory.
Yes. We'll have a giant poll in the next newsletter. What do you think? Cheating or not?
Channel 2 takes it on.
Yeah. And so,
we're answering questions left and right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cottage cheaters.
Ew.
That's a great headline.
That is a great headline. It was great. And then on Monday, you know, typically what we've done is the sixth grade choir and band have done a little presentation, and then we do like a sing-along.
A scream-along,
depending on the grade. But it's fun. It's in fun.
Oh, it's awesome.
There's teachers that have like earplugs in. It's that low.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's fun. But this year we didn't do that. So I reached out to Melissa Smith, and I was like, hey, would high school choir be interested in coming and doing a performance for our sixth graders? And she's like, maybe. Let's think about it. And so we did. We made it happen.
Oh.
It was so cool.
I wish it was longer.
It was really so good. Wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
I wrote about it.
It was really cool to see, because these were kids we taught. We had them in sixth grade.
That's true.
So to see them come in as, you know, some freshmen, sophomore, juniors, and Drew Kester.
Oh my gosh.
His Elvis solo, I mean, incredible. It was, and to think of what the kiddo we had in sixth grade, and to see how far he's come.
Right.
It was so rewarding.
That's okay. Awesome. I have so many things to talk to y'all about. So let me start the podcast. Welcome to season 3, episode 8 of FISD's The Podcast, where Kelsey Goals.
That's me.
And Dana Owen. That's me. Have the pleasure of interviewing interesting people and discussing anything and everything Friendswood ISD. Today, we have two of our favorite people from Friendswood Junior High, PE teacher and coach, all around great guy, Matt Varial. Pronounced like cereal,
yes.
Okay, good. And super cool 6th grade AP and Southern Charmer, Christina Holt. Welcome, you two.
Thank you. So glad
you're here. Really, we do enjoy you guys. You're very cool, laid back,
easy to talk to,
funny.
We're so in sync.
So let's start out, to me, the obvious is, let's talk some Christmas. Matt, I don't want to pick on you. You are a guy. You're the only guy in the room. When I say, are you ready for Christmas? That means, have you personally purchased wrapped gifts for people in your life?
So there's still stuff in my Amazon cart.
Matt.
You're running out of time.
And things have been purchased, but shout out to Pops for teaching me how to procrastinate.
Okay. Oh, it's Pops' fault. I cannot believe he went there.
And go to the mall last second and collect a lot of gifts.
Well, I've done that most years. I'm at the mall.
Really?
Yeah.
You?
Christmas. I have a problem. I never think I have enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I go back and I just start buying silly things that I just shouldn't be buying.
I think my problem is, I think I have all the time and then I don't, because in December, I think this is one of our busiest times of the year, and it just gets crazy. And then my kids play outside sports. And so everything hits right
here. You have night things going on.
You do. We're practicing at nights. We're on weekends. We're at tournaments. And then I'm like, oh, this weekend, like, this is my last days coming up. And so I've done good, but I'm not done. And so it is jam packed. I'm like, I'm a crunch, time crunch.
Yeah. Well,
I think that's just life.
So I have a majority of my gifts.
Okay.
I know where I need to go for a lot of my gifts still. So,
so you have a plan.
There's not an unknown. It's just the going to go get them.
It's written down on a notepad, isn't it?
No, for sure.
It's
a
checklist.
Are you a list maker?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, so, no wonder we get along.
Yes. I'm a list maker.
Oh my gosh. Buddies.
I mean, not that I can stick to the list in my day, but yes. Lists are great.
Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't call it procrastination anymore, because once you do it enough, it becomes tradition. So,
and it sounds like it's just part of your plan.
Oh yeah,
it's the hustle.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're sorry.
That's good.
It's not a forgetful thing. It's a tradition.
I think it's good that you own it, though.
Oh, for sure.
And you wrap your own gifts. Who's wrapping your gifts?
They're wrapped, but I don't want to necessarily own my wrapping, because it's not the greatest. So they get wrapped.
They get wrapped. Okay.
It looks wrapped.
Just don't look too closely.
Well,
you don't use bags, do you?
No. So I wrap it, but I'd spend more time like drawing things on it and.
Oh, that's good.
That's extra special.
Nicknames and.
I do that too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we have like all the tags are different on my stuff.
I go more out on drawing on it and nicknames than I do just wrapping it. It's quick, one fold. tape. A lot more tape.
So the opposite.
Bin and tape. I swear. Like, why do y'all feel up, the need?
It makes up for our faults in being able to crease it and make it perfect.
No.
But if you do it right, you won't need that much tape. I'm OCD about wrapping.
Oh,
like,
you?
The line, the paper has to match when you fold it over.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh, I'm in the middle.
I would say I'm in the middle too.
Yeah.
I would say that it doesn't always come out. Like sometimes the ends are uneven somehow, but I do my best. And I think that's my mom. She was like incredible. She's still like, I don't know how she does it. And so fast.
And does she do the big elaborate bows?
No, we stopped doing bows because we had the cat and our cat always wanted to eat the bows. So I don't do bows either. Cause I think I just got used to it. And then now we have a cat too. So we just
No bows. Yeah.
Actually, we can't even put the presents under the tree because we also have two dogs. We don't trust that the dogs aren't going to go and mess with the gifts. So everything just stays in my bedroom wrapped. And then the Christmas Eve, I'll just come and put it out there.
Oh, my goodness.
So what's one gift that you're hoping that will be under the tree this year? Christina?
I mean, I don't ever, is it a mom? You tell me, is this a mom thing? Like, I don't need anything.
Yes,
I feel like I never ask for anything. Or, right. And instead it's like more practical things like, oh, I would like new couches. Like it'll be something like outrageous or insane, or clean your room. I don't know.
Or write me a letter and tell me that you love me.
Yeah. I don't feel like you don't have to get me anything. Like it's fine. So I feel like I don't ever really had a lot of thought into things.
Moms, I'm going to say this right now. Listen, here's a big regret that I have in life. So I've done that my entire life. Guys, y'all don't, this is all about y'all, right? Boys, like we're going to get y'all gifts. You don't need to worry about us. And what you're going to do is you're going to create, girls aren't this way, so it's probably not going to happen. You're going to create kids that they literally think it's all about them. Mm-hmm. My boys don't listen to this podcast anyway, so it's not going to matter. I don't get gifts. My boys are grown.
They don't give you gifts?
No. No. Ask me what my boys got me for my birthday.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Are you serious?
No, because their whole life, gifts have been about them. And I've always said, don't give me anything. And I should mean that. Except now, when they show up with nothing.
It hurts your heart.
I'm like, y'all can't even take the time to get a card?
Yep.
Yes.
But now that you're calling them out on the podcast, all of their friends...
They don't listen.
No one listens.
You two are our listeners.
I'm reaching out to both of them.
I will say.
You should.
I'm reaching out to both of them.
If you know my kids, reach out to them, text them and say...
Unbelievable.
Flood their inbox.
Did they take you? Yes. Did they pay for your dinner?
No.
That's terrible.
No. My dad actually pays for my dinner. I don't even know if my dad paid for my dinner this year, but it doesn't matter. I'm taking the blame.
My girls are super sweet. They do. And I mean,
of course they
do.
And they're girls.
They're girls.
We think
they're girls, but they do.
We care about everyone other than ourselves.
Helping always.
Matt, help me here.
I mean, I'm always one for one on gifts. So I'm always getting a gift. Pops, mom.
Good.
Mama V, as I like to call her.
You should, because they are huge supporters of you.
They are.
We love them.
We love them.
They come to every Mustang Senior Citizens meeting, and those are some like of our favorite meetings ever. Oh, yeah. And we love them.
And I think your dad, and maybe he doesn't, but I feel like your dad introduces himself as your father.
Yes.
Which I'm like, I know exactly who you are. Like, I love your parents, but your dad is so proud to be your dad.
Oh, yeah. We call him OG Coach V. He's the original.
Now, does he come to your practices and stuff?
He comes to basketball practice. He loves sitting in and just kind of watching.
Is the love of a parent that everybody wants in their life, right?
Yes. I think his dad did that for him a lot. Aww. And so I know that that's something when my kids eventually show up, albeit anything and everything. A lot of the guys that we coach with at the junior high, I think that's kind of been a key part of them staying at the junior high, is they've been able to go to all of their kids' events. And so I know that's super important to him. That's going to be super important to me whenever I have kids. So yeah, he shows up to everything. My softball games, anything where I'm participating in, he shows up.
That's so sweet.
That is so sweet. Awesome.
I love it. I love
it. For sure.
So do you, wait, so you're just, you're like, you come up with random gifts, like you're like a sofa or, but there's not any one thing that you're really wanting this year.
No, I think the best thing is if I've said something over, you know, over the course of the year and my husband was like, remembered it. Like I went through like, I want Birkenstocks. Like, oh, I just want some, I love them. And so I love when he like hears that and that's the gift. Like, oh my goodness.
You that heard. He was listening. That's good.
I feel heard. And
that's
so
good. One of those rare
those are the ones that I really appreciate is when it is something that I would use. It's something that I would love because I won't go buy stuff for myself. Mm-hmm. That's the other thing is I'll say like things because you buy for all the others. The girls need this or we have to go and take care of this. And somewhere you just kind of like, it's all right. I don't need that. So that's always great.
Yeah, that's great.
The gifts where they were listening.
Matt, I bet you have a list.
Anytime somebody says something that I'm going to get them a gift, I try and put it in my phone.
Oh, so smart.
I do that too.
Smart. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like we were in Kansas City seeing my mom's side of the family for a wedding. And we were at Dick's Sporting Goods. And mom was like, oh, I like that. And she took off. So I took a picture of it. So that's, sorry, mom, there's one of your gifts. That's on the way.
They will be listening.
They will.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Will be listening. They will. 100%.
So you'll have four.
Wow. Yep. Crazy stats this week. So do you have a specific gift that you're really hoping for?
Well, I kind of got an early gift. I wasn't really into iPads. And then I saw a need for different things at the house and with sports and sports outside for softball and different things. So I got an early gift, but kind of like what Christina said, I don't necessarily ask for a lot, but the one thing that I love getting in December is handwritten notes from kids.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I've never thrown away a handwritten note from a kid. There's a stack in my house. I'm probably going to start a new box this year. Just
so sweet.
When they take the time to tell you how thankful they are, like there's no piece of chocolate that can beat that.
Oh, that's sweet.
That is really sweet.
She throws away every note.
I throw away every note.
Every note?
I was thinking
over there. I'm like, I know what you think.
Oh my gosh.
What are you going to do with them?
Go back and reminisce.
Letters, I probably would. I don't know, y'all. I'm just like in a different world.
What about your birthday card where you drew a picture on the back? Is it already in the trash?
Yes.
Oh my God. After all that time I spent.
So you just need to frame it.
I know. I should have.
Yes.
I should have. It was such a great, I had some great pictures.
There's something wrong with, maybe that it just explained why my kids don't give me anything.
Maybe you weren't going to keep it.
So I normally feel like I can have conversations about great gifts that are happening, you know, this time of year, but I don't really, the only thing that like comes to mind are those, have you seen the hand warmers?
Yes.
That you carry around, the electric.
That's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. Those are, I don't know. Anything else that are like super cool gifts this year that you're giving or hoping to get?
Well, it was a couple of years ago. So Dana's actually helped me come up with a couple of gifts for my dad based on what her husband likes. My dad loves to cut things down and set fires. So we had the fire marshal called on me several times throughout my life. But one of the things a couple of years ago that was pretty cool was that little portable, is it propane?
Yeah, the burner.
The burner.
Yes.
It was like $25. Like it was not expensive. That man was
loved it.
He loved it. He was out in the yard as soon as we got done opening all of the presents, burning stuff.
That's a good one.
That was a good one. It was like random stuff like that, but that was very specific to him because we're like, I mean, he's just.
He's like, hey, nobody throw anything away.
We're going to burn it.
He loves it. I don't know what it is.
Money on trash bags.
My mom used to come home and be like, oh my gosh, he's at it again.
That's hilarious. That is a good one, though.
That was a good one. I mean, it was a great one. So, I mean, that's my best suggestion. This is my best suggestion right now. First one that came to mind.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if my husband will listen to that. So I think it'll be fine. He's always wanted those chairs that rock, like when you go.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's the gift this year because I told the girls, volleyball, it's volleyball season. And we're going to lots of gyms and I'm coaching, but he's in the bleachers or standing. I was like, I'm going to get him one of those rocking chair.
Wait, lawn chairs. They won't work in the bleachers.
Well, you can, a lot of the places we play at, they have room for you to bring your own chair.
Oh,
at, for club volleyball. Yeah.
Club volleyball.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. For club volleyball. And so that's going to be the gift for dad this year because he's been wanting one. He's been eyeing them. Every time we go, he like, you know, he has to get, see how it feels. Henley's like, oh, that's a good one. I was like, don't tell him.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Because usually they just have like the metal chairs.
Right.
Yeah.
They have the little rocker. I mean, it's fantastic.
Yeah. Where do y'all, which club are your girls at?
Well, it's just Henley this year. Mm-hmm. AVA.
Yeah. Okay. That was our rival. I was stellar.
Oh, were you?
Yes.
All good programs. There's so many.
All great.
Yes.
Fantastic memories though, playing club ball.
It is fun.
And is that for 12?
Yeah, we're in 12 okay. years old right now.
My stepson's girlfriend, McKenna, she is coaching 14 year olds at AVA.
Really?
Yeah, McKenna Friday.
I coached McKenna in eighth grade.
Oh, okay.
Well, not crazy how old I am.
Yeah, McKenna's now.
I mean, I taught Cade. Yeah.
Cade.
Mm-hmm. Sixth grade PE. When I taught sixth grade PE, I had the class. It was fun.
They were a good group.
They were a good group. They were super competitive.
Yes. Yeah. So is there like a, just hanging on Christmas a little bit more, is there like a gift that you can, that sticks out to you, like best gift you ever received or epic fail at Christmas time or anything like that?
So, I mean, talked about the Birkenstocks. That was cool. But when I was little, or I guess maybe junior high, I don't know if y'all remember this, but we had phones, you know, in the wall. And so the cool thing was to have your own line. And so separate from your parents.
Right.
And so I remember it's Christmas morning and everybody's unwrapping presents and the phone is ringing. I mean, and we would get up early. It's probably 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, who is calling? Like, everybody's looking like, who's calling? And so I see like my dad's holding the phone and I'm like, where's that coming from? And so it was my room. Like, I thought that was the coolest thing.
Oh, they like got they had set up line.
My own line. I remember that. I thought that was so cool.
Looking back on that, do you think that was a gift for you or for them?
Probably them.
Yeah.
But it was really cool.
Did you have the, you aren't old enough for this. No, I feel like
I remember
the cord that stretched that you could actually take back to your room.
Oh, we had a cordless phone.
Oh, okay.
But in my bedroom, like the phone was like one of those clear ones. So when it rang, it flashed.
Oh.
So you could like turn the ringer off when you weren't supposed to, it was after, but it would glow. So I was like, that's nice. That was funny. But I mean, I just thought that was,
look
neat.
How far we've come.
I know. Like that was the gift. And I thought that was so cool.
Wow.
Have y'all that seen the cool. thing where kids now, like instead of like, if you were to do like, you're going to talk on a phone, you do like the thumb and the pinky out, right? And you hold it up to your ear.
Right.
Kids now do a flat hand.
Oh, I have not seen
little
that.
Little kids, like you ask toddlers to show like they're going to be on the phone, they do this.
No way.
Yes.
Well, it makes sense.
They've never known this. They do this. It's like,
wow.
I can't believe you haven't seen
and
that on TikTok.
And when you say this, you're holding the palm of your hand just up to your ear.
Yeah, I should probably explain that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just your flat hand up to your ear. I'm like, that's just so strange to see.
That is.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what popped in my head. I was like, I think as parents to like find those opportunities to create that little fun. That's really neat.
That's the magic of Christmas.
For sure.
Oh yeah.
What about you, Matt?
There's just so many to pick from. I think when I was younger, much younger, 4, 5, 6, there was a giant playground in the middle of our living room. And I think I was on it. I slept on it, went to bed in it. Like, it got used profusely.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
Only child.
The only child. Okay. So I could see we're like, yeah, that explains it.
Oh, yeah.
Matt.
We understand him.
Love it. So what's happening right now at the junior high? What's going on?
It's been busy. It's been super busy. Basketball's in full swing.
Cross country just finished.
Okay.
I think they did well. I think they were district champions. Basketball, we've had both boys and girls tournaments
Would you coach basketball? Victories.
Yep.
Okay.
And tell them what group you coach.
So I coach the 8A basketball team. And we've got Coach Jan in his second year at the B team, eighth grade B. And we've got two new coaches on the seventh grade level that are,
okay.
One has some experience, Coach Martinez, in basketball. And then we have Coach Gibson in his first year. So not only am I coaching, but I'm mentoring as well and trying to get everybody on the same page.
Do you ever get mad?
Mad. I would say no, but I think a lot of fans from other teams would say yes.
Okay. But you know that that's not your mad, or?
It's like my alter ego. It's like the Hulk. Like, the Hulk doesn't know that he exists, in a sense. You know, you have David Banner and Hulk, right?
Right.
For people who understand comics and Marvel.
So you do get mad.
You're saying you become the Hulk and you dissociate with
There's
that
a different
other personality.
Shade. There's definitely a different shade. You can, it's more red.
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh.
And is it mainly at the refs or is it at your players?
So no, I will never get mad or angry with our kids. Especially at the junior high level. It's learning.
Right.
It's more lessons than anything. But during games, when the Zebras are, it's lately we've seen a decline in the refs at the junior high level, whereas, you know, your high school is kind of your top talent referees around here. Junior high gets the, you know, the bottom of the barrel.
They're learning.
And, you know, I think when the game is going more towards football than it is basketball.
Oh yeah.
And we're allowing kids to get hammered at the rim or, you know,
right.
Things of that nature. That's when I get the most angry. Cause I don't want to see anybody get injured.
Right.
Sure. Especially my kids.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And so that's the majority of the things that I get angry the most with.
Mm-hmm.
And when I have to calmly explain things to refs, just simple IQ knowledge things. That's what really gets me the most mad too. So like these last couple of days at Bayside has been killing us in Friendswood these last couple of days. And so, that's been a
now where's Bayside?
Point.
That's a
Clear
new
Falls. It's
okay.
They're that education village.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Now have you ever been carded?
So given a technical?
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot.
A lot? You a get lot. A lot of texts?
Wait,
coaches don't get texts. You get cards, right? What do you get? No, coaches get texts?
In basketball, it's technicals. Yeah. In volleyball, you get you get a card. Yellow card, red
so
card.
So over my long career of coaching, I've been coaching even young kids when I was still in high school. Seen my fair share of technicals.
Okay. Have you ever been kicked out of a game?
No.
Okay.
Wow.
So never been there.
Let's make it happen. No, it's kidding.
But yeah, but
it's
sometimes
pretty nerve-wracking.
But sometimes when and a lot of coaches that have coached for a long time understand this, when you get the technical, sometimes it's not about the technical and you getting under the ref skin. It's about getting your team energized.
We know sports.
Oh yeah.
We understand that sometimes that you got to turn it around.
Got to make a wave.
You got to get your kids.
You get
fired
them fired up.
Up,
and I think it shows like you're willing to go to bat for them.
That's
too.
Right. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yep. We love that.
Oh yeah.
You got to come awesome. Watch a game, especially a good game. You'll see my alter ego for sure.
You'll start seeing the change.
Oh yeah,
the color.
Because during PE, it's calm, collected. Like you guys see the calm, collected. During practice, it's pretty calm and collected. Every now and then, I get out my coaching voice, but when the game starts,
look out!
It's a different beast.
You have an outfit that you wear for games.
So that's one of the things that I was going to talk about. So my funny story.
Okay.
When I first started coaching basketball here in Friendswood 9 years ago, Coach Keener was the head coach. So he was going to stop by and give me some notes on my coaching. So I'd coached AAU and done kids basketball games, but never junior high where it's a lot more stressful.
Sure.
And you got, you know, more parents. So during the game, he's writing down notes and he sends me an email. He sends me this long list of like, hey, loved how your kids swung the ball. Loved how they set screens. Loved how they called out plays. You know, here's a couple cons of things you need to work on. And at the bottom, he wrote, you know, make sure you include pants. And so I'm like, okay. And I'm kind of confused at first, but I was like, oh, warm-up pants. Our kids need warm-up pants. And so I go to Garcia, who I'm coaching with. He was 8A at the time. And I'm like, hey, Keener sent me some good feedback. But he really wants our basketball players in warm-up pants before the game. And he was so confused. He's like, warm-up pants? I'm like, he wrote it in the email. Like, I didn't come up with it. Right. You know, as the first year guy.
You gonna pay for it?
Yeah. That's the first thought. Yeah. It's like, yeah. Is where's that coming out of his budget?
Oh, yeah. So as a first year guy, I'm just like, okay, well, you know, we got to get warm-up pants. So the next day I'm telling the kids like, hey, guys, you know, obviously we have these warm-up shirts, but the high school is really wanting us to get warm-up pants. And so like I'm, it's become this thing that I'm stuck on, right? So I email Coach Keener back and I'm like, hey, we're all on the same page. The kids need warm-up pants, but it's not something we're purchasing this year. We're going to purchase it next year. And it took him a couple of days to respond. It was basketball season, so he's busy. So before I get to his response, I was very much into cargo shorts, like phrase at the end, polo, Mustang polo and cargo shorts. That's what I coached football in that year. That's what I was coaching, going to coach basketball. And that was my coaching attire.
It was your uniform. Like at games.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, Mustang polo, basketball shoes, and cargo shorts. You know, nice cargo shorts. So he emails back and he's like, warm-up pants. I'm not talking about warm-up pants. I'm talking about you putting on pants. And so...
That's hilarious.
Then it clicked and I was like... Oh, and then that's just been a running joke for forever. Whenever we see each other, he's like, hey, you dressing up for games? You still in the cargo shorts? So it's...
So if there's any podcast listeners that are parents of sixth grade students, if you want to get Coach Viriel anything for Christmas, it's some pants.
Oh, so are you wearing pants at basketball games now?
Yes. So yeah, I dress up. I wear slacks and nice shoes and a polo.
I'm a little surprised that no one called you on your shorts before Keener.
Me too, actually.
Did you, you used to wear shorts to coach?
Yeah.
And at football I get, but I mean, we were like, even don't wear jeans really, but sometimes we kind of went into that, but we were pretty strict on at least being presentable while we were coaching.
Well, not to call out Parker, but he wasn't wearing slacks either. He was just wearing jeans.
Yeah.
But I'm not a jeans guy.
Like, you're not.
Rodeo season jeans. It starts getting below 0 degrees, jeans. But if it's 1 degree to 110, it's
basketball
shorts.
Leggings with basketball shorts if it gets too cold.
Yeah.
That's your uniform?
I don't know if they call them leggings for boys or for men.
I think that's,
sorry.
They're saying that's his vibe.
It's his vibe.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Your vibe. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, not.
What is it with men in pants? Like, I don't. Why are y'all also resistant to wear
to
pants?
Not to call out myself, but I have at the house in my room, I have 3 drawers dedicated to basketball shorts.
Oh my goodness. It's a problem.
It's what I wear every day.
What? Do you have like all the colors?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Whenever I was a PE teacher, I had all the colors and my shoes had to match whatever I was wearing. Like, yeah. It was, you kind of get into a little fixation there. Yeah. I'm better now, but now I'm like, I just need some decent running shoes. But I think back then you were like, you're even in college, it's like in kinesiology, like, oh, I'm wearing this outfit. These shoes match. Done.
Oh my goodness. I can see where shoes would be a big deal.
The workout attire. Yeah.
Yep.
For sure. I don't know about the shorts, but we won't get into my opinion on men in shorts.
She has strong opinions.
I do. I have very about anything.
Yeah.
So if you ever need my opinion on anything, just let me know.
You won't even have to let her know.
No, yeah, that's true.
I feel like
that's
that true. Should be your next podcast. All of your strong opinions. Oh my gosh.
It would be the strongest of your strongest
opinions. That's what it's going to be. That in January, that's the most brilliant idea I've ever heard.
You're going to set the tone for the year. Yeah. Like, tell everyone what your expectations are for 2024.
Like, in pet peeves of 2024?
Just advice and what I think people need to know in life.
Yeah. I like it.
For instance, let me just start with one. If you're ordering a drink, don't go through the drop. Wait, if you're just... No, excuse me. I'm sorry. You only go through the Sonic drive-thru line when you're ordering a drink.
Agreed.
Do not get in that line when you're ordering hamburger, french fries, and a pretzel.
Amen.
Unless you're paying for my drink behind you.
No. That's what the 50 pull-in things
yes,
are for.
I agree.
So you're saying the pull-in is for food.
Yes.
Yes.
Let us just pick up our drink and keep moving.
Yeah.
That's for drinks.
I have to go cook something. Throw it in the fryer.
Maybe that's a new pet rock, is you build something next to Sonic that's just the drink part.
Okay.
And invest in it. And then us teachers can fly through with our drinks.
Can I tell you, I'm so excited that you just gave me that idea for January. That's all I'm going
to
think
can
about.
Can we send you some to add to your list?
Sure.
Okay. Well, so the shorts have to be a topic, obviously.
Oh, she has very strong opinions about shorts.
You'll get my opinion on that. But not right now. so speaking of junior high, it's not y'all's fault, but I'm going to throw it out there. Why do our tennis courts not have lights? What's happening?
Maybe we just need to call James Tony. Maybe it needs to be a partnership with Friendswood.
That is a great idea. It needs to be a partnership.
For sure, because I feel like it's used more by the city than it is than us. I mean,
you do. What does the city use it for?
Well, I mean, just in general, because I mean
our community.
Our community, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, the courts need to be repainted, too. And that's a pricey thing to take on. So I feel like it could be something like a partnership somehow, because we use it for tennis for sure. And occasionally for athletics, or, you know, we'll have tennis unit or a pickleball unit where we'll head out there. But predominantly, I mean, people are out there doing tennis lessons. I mean, I'm at bus duty at like 3:00. I get out there before the bell rings, and I swear there's a guy out there already ready to go for tennis lesson. Like, oh, school hasn't finished yet.
Right. Is tennis not...
Not until February.
It's a very short season.
Okay. It starts later in the spring semester. So, but I do think that maybe somehow we can partner on that and
that's
see what
idea.
We can make things happen.
Maybe there's, because it's so dark, maybe there's a society that's out there watching stars. And you adding these lights is going to totally
kill their
vibe. Well,
that's what the soccer fields are for, because those lights aren't on. There's you can throw a blanket out there.
Way to speak up for that group.
Yeah that's okay.
It's important to hear the other side.
Yeah. Shout out to the stargazers using the tennis courts.
I have a feeling any opinion I have, he would have a counter argument.
He would,
which is great. I love that. Okay, moving on from that, let's talk about junior high kids. First of all, I just want to preface this with, we have great kids.
Yes,
for sure. Yeah.
Like, we have great kids. First of all, if you ever walk into the junior high, it's gotten a lot better. But the lockers all used to be open because no one takes anything.
So this year we did something different. 7th and 8th grade are locker by request only.
Okay.
So
because you found that kids just weren't using them.
Kids aren't using them. And okay. So 6th grade, we did assign a locker to all 6th graders. They're not used very often. I mean, most kids are carrying around their stuff.
Yeah.
And so, and it's a stressor for them. I mean, we do a great job, I think, at the beginning of the year. We do an orientation with them. We work through lockers. Like, don't stress if you're not getting on the first time. It takes a few runs. But for the most part, once they figure it out, they don't really have to use the locker.
Mm-hmm.
They're not.
Mm-hmm.
And we've shortened that time between bells, too. So.
Oh, y'all have.
It used to be 5, now it's 4, but I'm like, we could even go shorter. I mean, if we didn't.
Because their classes are so close together.
I mean,
they're not walking across
If they're not taking the scenic route, for the most part, they're going to get to class on time.
Mm-hmm.
But But, you know, they find some
pit stops. Lengthen that time between hallways and let these kids have some social time with each other.
Are you going to police the...
That's when they come visit me. It was
That's when they end up with me. And bathrooms.
Can we talk about the I don't know what it is about bathrooms, but
what is it with bathrooms?
It's the biggest hangout.
It happens at the high school too.
The paper wads. And I'm like, why do you want to hang out in the bathroom? I'm like, it's dirty. Why do you want to hang out in the bathroom? It's not the most hygienic place to decide to hang out.
No.
I don't understand. And so there are times I'm going to have to lock a bathroom close down a bathroom every now and then so we can just monitor them a little closely because we just can't control ourselves in the bathrooms.
Do they meet up like during class? Hey, let's meet in the bathroom.
And for then sure. I do think that. And it's so hard to like identify. I mean, it's so vague. It really is. So, and sometimes we do get kids who are like, oh no, it was so-and-so. And they'll come and kids in sixth grade are still pretty honest. So yeah.
Sure.
I'm like, I'll question. And I'm like, yes, it was me. So, but I don't understand. I don't understand the bathroom.
I think the funniest part about that is we had a year where when Fortnite came out on the phone, mm-hmm. we had people sitting in the stall for 25, 30 minutes.
Oh, playing games.
And playing games.
Yes. Oh. On their phone.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And you just assume that kid had a weak stomach for a little while.
There was one time.
It was Fortnite in the bathroom.
There was one time that a kid, I think this was last year, a kid was like in the bathroom for a really long time. So they're like, hey, Miss Holt, can you go? And so I'm like, hey, buddy, are you in there? Yeah. And he's like, are you okay? Do we need to get the nurse? Like, oh, my leg fell asleep. Well, because he was in there on his phone. I was like, well, just start stomping it out so you can wake it up. It's a problem.
Problem solving
with the kid in the bathroom too long because his leg is asleep.
That's funny.
That is so funny. So I taught sixth grade for many years. I love sixth grade. I love the junior high age. I really do. They're so awkward. They're so quirky. It's just an awkward time in life.
Absolutely. I think it's one of the toughest times.
It is. I would think it's one of the toughest times. Let's talk about that for a second, because I do believe that you are called to be with that age group. You know, not everybody can teach junior high age. No. You have to be a little quirky and silly yourself.
And you need to have a sense of humor.
Yes,
I mean, totally. You really do.
Yes.
And I think it is a difficult time. That 11, 12 through 14 year old age, they're trying to figure it out.
Right.
Who am I? It's the first time where they're really socially aware.
Right.
And they're starting to kind of observe and take into account of who they want to be, who are the peer pressure of friendships, or who the people are.
Right.
I hate that they get caught up in like the popularity of it, because in itself, everyone in some way or form is part of some group. Like, they're all equal. Like, there's not one better than the other. And so just being themselves, and they feel like they have to do that little extra, mm-hmm. like any attention's good attention. We're like, no, if you want to like make genuine friendships, just be you. They are going to like you for who you are, but it's easier said than done at that age. And so it's a lot of counsel. It's a lot of mediation. It's a lot of mm-hmm. conflict resolution to try to figure that out and help them like navigate all of those things. Cause it's hard. Girl drama, all of the things that pop up,
which is what's so great about that time for those classes to be together, mm-hmm. you know, to kind of talk through social emotional.
For sure.
You know, I think that was such a great addition to the junior high to kind of, and we're seeing such a shift with, I think it's cell phones and social media, and trying to get their who they are, and you know.
Well, you bring a good point, and I think as much as we want to say we monitor our kids' usage when it comes to their devices, it becomes such a part of who they are, their identity. We've had kids who have been just diminished because they feel like they aren't able to be a part of their community because they don't have their cell phone. They don't know what to do when it is gone. Mm. And that's a scary thing to see a student not understand their worth because they can't be connected through their device.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the moment you take it away, they feel like the rest of their day is just not there.
Yeah.
Like, you take a phone away for them taking pictures in the hallway or being on it when they're not supposed to be on it. And like they beg for it back. Like they think that their world is about to just crumble because they don't have that device in their hand. Cause they're so used to just, sometimes they don't even look at it. They're just walking in the hallway and it's in their hand.
It's their security blanket. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Mm-hmm. And so I feel like in the junior high, before, like K through five, you kind of go through this tunnel, but in sixth grade, that tunnel opens because you have multiple schools coming into one school. You have kids that you've never had classes before. Now they're in your class. You introduce sports and electives and all these different things, and kids go so many different ways, and they're trying to figure out, you know, they've been told to be in these electives, but then they figure out that it's not for them, or they figure out they like this more, or they have friends that gravitate this way. So it's a difficult road for kids in sixth grade trying to figure out, you know, where they fit into. And, you know, we can all remember back in sixth grade, it's a different friend group from when you graduated high school. So
right,
figuring out who puts value into you and people that you want to be around, I think drive a lot of how your day is going to go on a daily basis.
Absolutely. And you said put value, and that's something that I say to kids all the time. Like they're upset with someone. I'm like, you have to understand, like, you don't need 100 friends. No. You need like one, mm-hmm. two people in your bubble that bring positive value to you and make you feel good about yourself and vice versa. Beyond that, yeah, they're friends, but it's like acquaintances. But yeah. that core group, that's what you need right now. And right now they really do kind of focus on that quantity, and that's hard. And the other conversation is if you're in a group of friends and the only thing you're doing is talking negatively about people or making fun of people, like that is what your conversations always revolve around. That is not friendship.
No,
that is not like positive value. You need to really consider who you are and what you want as a person and what your parents have instilled in you. Like, is that really what you want? Like, you should be able to have conversations like this, like about what's going on in life, about what you got, how is school? I mean, I'm sure some of their conversations are surface levels. They're 11 and 12, but it should never only revolve. The only thing y'all ever do is just make fun. That is not friendship. And
right.
So it's a hard thing for them to learn because they want to be included. And so navigate, like being okay to be like, yeah, that's not for me. Yeah. I need to step away.
Mm-hmm. Hearing y'all talk through those things, you know, it reminds me of how hard, first of all, the job is that you have, how hard it is to be a kid today. So just, you know, my heart goes out to the kids today, but to be a parent of a junior high kid, it's just a lot, you know? So I just want to encourage parents, if you have junior high kids, just whatever age, honestly, just make sure, just want to encourage you to, it's really not how was your day today, but maybe just talking through those social aspects of, you know, you're important and you're loved, and do you feel like you have strong friendships, and what is a friend to you, and how do we treat each other, and how do we, you know, what are positive ways that you can, I guess, not get hits from your phone, and asking your family to put your phone down, you know, during dinner time or for an hour, and just talking and things like that, just building those skills to be able to be alone and be quiet. You know, one of the things they say, even with adults, is just be silent. Mm-hmm. And watch even the adults in the room pick up their phone and start scrolling, because people don't know what to do in silence, you know, in those awkward times. And I think we have to kind of still work on those skills and build those skills.
And I think a friend of mine, she texted over the weekend. She's like, you know, I had to ground my kiddo. I took his phone away because he got in trouble for something. I don't remember what it was. Maybe at school or a third conduct mark or something. And she's like, he's like sitting on the couch reading a book, just have like content. And I was like, that's okay. Like, let him learn. Like, I think it was kind of like that conversation. Like, it's almost harder for us sometimes when we take those devices away, because we've kind of leaned into them. True. A little bit too.
Right.
Or that sense of communication when they're away from us, like back in the day, we would just contact the parent or whatever. But at the same time, like he, at the end of the weekend, like he was like, it was okay. Like it wasn't a bad weekend, even though I didn't have any devices. So, and I'm like, man, maybe this is the time to run with it mm-hmm. and set some parameters. Like if he's okay with it, maybe this is the time to kind of push that a little bit further and make it this only as needed. Mm-hmm. So I don't, it was an interesting, it's just an interesting way to look at it. Some kids might thrive.
I think the part, the problem with that, and I'm speaking for myself, is if you're going to ask that of your kid, you have to be willing to do that.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. And I think, and she did, like they went for walks and they went and did like some things. And right. so I do, I think it makes the time with them more purposeful mm-hmm. and more intentful, not purposeful, but with more intentional,
right.
intentional for mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. The other day we had a tournament, Sand Jack tournament, and then we went out to eat on Saturday after, both of our teams had won. So we go to Escondidas and we're eating outside. So there's, you know, the adult table and then there's the kid table. And Coach Jan and Coach Gibson were sitting at the kid table. And before, you know, they could sit down and the kids are playing on their phones and just kind of, you know, both of them took up all their phones and said, when you leave, you can get this back. And the amount of laughter over there.
I love it.
And genuine conversations that happened.
Yes.
It's just a sight to see. So a lot of times when we're all sitting together at tournaments or games or waiting for the B team game to end and the A team, like no phones,
I mean,
just watch and have conversations.
Can we just agree that eating together
would
be a time that phones should not be out?
That's always been a rule at my house. Like when we eat, we are not on our devices. Even at big family gatherings, my girls, they knew like we are there to have that conversation and have that time. And so it's really hard when other family members, kiddos, were on a device the whole time while we're eating a meal. But my girls knew like, nope, this is a time for you to like visit with your family, that your extended family that we don't see all the time. Like that's an important thing. Those are like important opportunities to have some great memories
and conversations.
Yeah.
But that's what I love about sports too. You're building in.
Yeah.
They're not on their phone. They're being active. They're running. They're burning calories. They're
playing for something greater than themselves.
Yes. Right. Yeah, that's a pivotal. I mean, you said you played at Stellar and I coached at AVA and for club volleyball. That is a rule at AVA. Like our club rule is when we're at tournaments, your phone is put away. Mm. It is not out. And so even for 12-year-olds, like you're not on your phone. It is a time. If you're not playing or reffing, you're with your team and you're building and bonding and building that community. You're not with your parents. Like we want to push that relational piece. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Because it's important. And so I think most clubs do that and instill that because that's what builds that chemistry. And so kids need that. They need to know and learn how to have a conversation with people, and devices have taken that away.
Yes,
for sure. Yeah. Like that's a skill that is creeping away if we don't really be purposeful with helping them grow in it.
Right. Yeah, that's one of the things I love about sports. Good for you guys to say, hey, phones down, let's, you know, be together as a team.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So let me ask you a question. Not that advice, like, really is good and sticks, but if there was one piece of advice that did stick, what one piece of advice would you give junior high kids? If you knew it would stick.
Make mistakes. I mean, it's going to happen. Even with the kid that is what you would consider like the perfect kid, they are going to make some mistakes. It's okay to fail a test. It's okay to fail an assignment. It's okay to fail a daily assignment. Like that's how we learn. Mm-hmm. And to not get so stressed over it. I had a kid, a situation last week and a couple of students in the moment had a little tuffle and the amount of tears, but it wasn't because of the tuffle. It's because of the disappointment for their parent, like that they were afraid that they were going to have from their parents. And so it is, you know, what's happened has already happened, and we're dealing with it. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about why. We're going to figure it out and work through it. Now, with your parents, no matter what, they are always going to love you. And they may be, they're going to be concerned about why things happened. And you might have some consequences at home. But at the end of the day, it's never about the disappointment. It's about they're doing their job as a parent to work through this with you. And so I think it's just be okay with making some fumbles along the way. Like, that's how we grow. That's how we learn. It's the same when in sports. Like, at this age, they're learning the game. Make mistakes, hit the ball out of bounds when you serve it, miss the 3-point shot, turn over the ball, but make that effort and keep putting yourself out there and take a risk for things. Because if you don't and don't see that you can overcome things and you're resilient about it, life is going to be hard. Mm-hmm. I think it needs to be okay that there's going to be some things that are out of your control that happen. And it's just, we got to learn from them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To piggyback off Christina, so I tell kids all the time, and I read this quote, and I've been telling it to kids the last couple of years. When you make a mistake, if you continue to make that mistake, you're carrying that burden. Mm-hmm. When you allow it to be a lesson, it becomes a stepping stone in front of you. So when you understand that mistake and then you do your best not to repeat it, you put it down on the ground, it becomes a stepping stone to getting better. And so I think kids need to hear that more often in order for them to develop their journey. Their mistakes need to become lessons and not like, oh, don't do this anymore. Like, let's understand why these mistakes are happening. Why are we doing, like, if it's because you don't understand something, then that's fine. Let's fill in the gap.
Yep.
So I like that lesson a lot with especially with my sports kiddos in the gym. I kind of refine it into one thing. I just tell kids to be better. And like when they first hear it, they're like, be better. And normally, like, be better to me is like, be kind, be friendly, be open to people. So in the sixth grade, I tell kids all the time, just be better. Mm-hmm. And it means it encompasses the whole, you know, six pillars of characteristics and all of that. So I think if kids were more open-minded and more friendly, it would solve so many of our issues, that we see on a daily basis. And so, the first time you tell the kids, you know, they're, oh, well, you suck at this. I'm just like, hey, be better. And they're like, better at what? I'm like, be better at being a teammate. You know, being a friend, being a shoulder, being an ear to listen to somebody. So
being a positive word over.
Yeah.
That is such a part of development for that age group, is in such a struggle. They're just trying to figure out who they are.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
And it's so interesting to me that it's a natural human tendency to lean into being mean or...
Well, I think that's because you don't know who you are.
Right.
You know, you're not anchored in that. And right. So like...
And sometimes it's just easier.
Yeah.
It's easier than to be vulnerable to your peers and to show who you, like, let a little bit of yourself out there. Because you're of the fear of being rejected.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
The person that I am now is completely different than the person who went through school. Because when I went through school, I was definitely the first person like, okay, I just got a secret. Who do I tell first? Oh, that's going on. I need to know more about it. And so I definitely was a person that fed off negative, but kept the negative going.
Mm-hmm.
And so kind of what you just mentioned, like the first couple of days of PE, we don't pick up any equipment. It's about building those relationships and letting them know that this is a positivity area. And so I was never one to really get out of my bubble, and being the sixth grade PE teacher, I've had to get out of my bubble for so many different things. And so it's opened me up into being a more positive person. And I try to relay that to the kids as much as possible. You know, we do the whole, you know, icebreakers, and like, I'm giving them things I don't normally tell people. Like, I'm a huge Taylor Swift fan, like things that they're like, you can be a guy and like Taylor Swift, like, and, you know, hey, I sing in the shower. I love singing in the shower. Like, yeah. I'm opening up to these kids because I want them to feel that not only can they open up to me, but they can open up to the other classmates as well.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, the games become less competitive and more about the lessons within it, the teamwork, the collaboration. And when they feel more open to being friendly with people in the room and in the gym and during games, it's less about the score and more about the result of the activity, you know, creating that collaboration and the teamwork, and they see value in that, you know, as they get closer to the end of the year.
We loved whenever we came in. I think it was the first day of school. Might've been the second day of school.
Yeah. That definitely that first week.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We came in and you were working with them on, okay, find a different partner, do a handshake, introduce yourself. Now answer this, have each other answer these questions, get to know you. We just loved it.
It was so sweet.
And it's so important for sixth graders to learn that, you know, you would think they would get it by that age, but coming into junior high, they don't know, should I act differently? Is this going to be a different, you know, it's just.
What's cool?
What's cool? Exactly.
And that's why I think adults modeling those positive behaviors, being open, like kids will.
Oh, they feed off of it.
They will feed off of it. And it's like, you just watch the, you quickly see the influence you have over children and why it's so important. Like I always say, like little eyes and little ears are always watching and listening.
No doubt.
And so just to be able to be that positive, role model, but I think they hold, like being around kids actually holds you more accountable too, in a lot of ways, you know, like that you're more conscious of the way you're behaving and talking and whatever. But it is, it's fascinating to watch how they will emulate your behavior.
Yeah. And I mean, I think if you know me, I'm a relational person. But that social emotional learning component definitely is something that I am committed to in helping us continue to bring that as part of our culture. Our teachers are great. I mean, they're doing that already, but we do have that purposeful time that we've implemented. And I do think kids feed off of it, whoever that connections teacher is, like how they are buying in into that and being vulnerable and showing some of themselves in that, in those pieces that we're giving. It does help because that's a different time. There's not a grade attached to it or anything. It's a time for them to truly just have conversations with each other. We try to purposely give them things to connect to the world or our community with some community service and things that they can do within our school. Like we have the sweetest custodial staff. And so at the beginning of the year, knowing how hard they worked, well, Miss McNeil's connections class was like, we want to do something for our custodial staff because we know between the new Klein and everything that was going on at the high school and everything, the junior mm-hmm. high was like the epicenter for everything this mm-hmm. summer. I mean, they were working overtime. And so to see them come up with those things and to like, let's help them feel appreciated. Like, it shows.
Yeah.
And so I think that those teachers do such a great job of modeling that because our kids are responding.
Yep. And I'm going to do a little plug really quick, but if you haven't seen it, we've been doing a series, A Peek Inside FISD Classrooms. One of the ones we did at the junior high was with Miss McNeil's connections yes. class. And it's just a great watch if you don't know a lot about connections, just to be able to see some of the conversations they're having. And really what we were so impressed with was the openness of the kids during that time. So anyway, if you haven't seen it, go to FISD's YouTube page, Facebook, you'll find it. It was in the spring last year.
Yeah, last year.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So getting off track a little bit, would you rather have dinner with Clark Griswold or Cousin Eddie?
Ooh. Oh, man.
So I can see myself eating with either one of them because I feel like I share characteristics with both. But I feel like if I'm having dinner with somebody, it's got to be Cousin Eddie because there's never a dull moment.
It's going to be entertaining yeah, for sure.
You're,
I agree. As long as he doesn't wear his robe. Oh, I would like for him to be fully clothed.
both would add some spice to Christmas dinner, right?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I mean, it would be entertaining to have both of them.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's to true. Just be able to witness the fallout.
Yes.
For sure.
Have y'all watched that movie this year? I feel like I watch it every Christmas year, Vacation? But I haven't seen it. Christmas Vacation this year.
I swear we watch it almost every day.
Really?
We watch it constantly. We love that movie.
I
love that movie.
It's on.
It's so good.
But if Home Alone 1 or 2 are on.
Oh, that's better for you.
Or Elf is on.
Home Alone 2, we also watch a ton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I need to watch that again. I don't even know that I've ever seen Home Alone 2.
Yeah, it's the New York? It's the New York one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I have. I don't know.
Yeah. So when you grow up and you want to be a firefighter and a policeman, I wanted to be Kevin.
Okay.
Like,
did you just walk around like?
Have you seen Have you seen Kevin today? I don't know if you.
He got his Hollywood star.
Kevin back then, I always thought somebody was gonna break into my house, and I wanted to make sure that I had all the pulleys, all the booby traps.
Yep. You were ready.
Oh, I was ready.
That's a great. That's a brilliant. That's a brilliant movie.
It's
still so good.
Yeah, it's so good.
I mean. I just think it's so entertaining. It's for any kid, even at this age, you can sit down and watch it as a family and it's still so good.
Do y'all think Die Hard is a Christmas movie?
That's a big controversy.
It is for me.
I think that's when we watch it.
Right.
I've never seen it.
Okay. There's a movie you need to see.
Yes. But
how am I going to squeeze it in between watching Home Alone 2 and Christmas Vacation every day?
True. You've got 2 weeks coming up.
Yeah.
You just need to make it happen.
Yeah. You need to make it happen.
Okay.
It's a good movie. I don't know.
What is it? It's a war?
No.
What is it?
You ever seen any of the Die Hards?
No.
Bruce Willis.
There's more than one?
Yeah.
Do you even know who Bruce Willis is? I do know who Bruce Willis is. Yes. No. I thought it was about a war. I thought it was wasn't there like a war at Christmas time where they had like a ceasefire and they were all caroling? I thought that was what it was.
No, they're in a high rise.
Yeah.
Okay, so totally different.
And they're like an office party and there's a
kidnapping.
Terrorists. Take over the building.
Hostages.
Oh, that sounds like my jam. Okay, yes. I really need to watch this. Yeah. Yeah.
And the dad from Family Matters is one of the main characters as well.
Family Matters?
I don't know.
Winslow?
Yeah.
Mr. Winslow?
Yeah.
Or Sergeant Winslow?
Matters?
With Urkel?
Steve Urkel. Oh, yes. Okay. I just didn't know the name. Okay, yes. I used to watch that show then. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Die Hard's definitely a Christmas movie.
And let's end with this one. If money were no object and you could spend Christmas break, of course, with your family, at any location in the world, where would you want to go?
I mean, I've always wanted to visit Australia. I think that would be like somewhere, Sydney, I don't know, something. That would be really cool. Mm-hmm. That'd be a cool experience. But if I had to stay like in the U.S., we love the Smoky Mountains. Somewhere in Tennessee, Gatlinburg, somewhere, cabin.
She took my answer.
Oh, really?
So the last couple of years, I've heard a lot of people. Mr. Drew has mentioned that. There was a cabin that we were going to visit one time and he mentioned it, but Gatlinburg during Christmas time is a sight to see.
Yeah. And I haven't done that yet. So that would be, we've done the summer, but we haven't ever done Christmas time.
I think New York would obviously be an experience at Christmas time as well.
Well, you just went. Kelsey.
I just went. Yeah. Yeah. Just a couple weeks ago, went with my mom and my sister and it was magical. I mean, it was just awesome. I will say, because y'all are talking about Gatlinburg being known for Christmas time, right? So where I actually did my honeymoon, both Sean and I love Christmas. And so we were limited because we got married in COVID year, right? But we went to Leavenworth, which a lot of people immediately think of the prison. It's Leavenworth, Washington, but it's nicknamed Christmas Town, USA.
Nice.
And it's a Bavarian village in the mountains tucked away and it is all Christmas all year, everything. Like it is amazing. We did a one horse open sleigh ride. We went tubing. I mean, everything's
fabulous.
Every window's decorated, every tree's decorated.
It's like a Hallmark movie,
right?
It is
literally like everyone was like, this was like legit a Hallmark movie. And like you're
definitely
in a snow globe. Anyway, so that would be one to look into.
And it's year round.
They're known for being like Christmassy year round, but in particular at Christmas time. And there's actually, I think we missed it because we left the day after Christmas. I was in grad school and I was really wanting to get through graduating so we delayed our honeymoon a little bit. But apparently between Thanksgiving and Christmas, there's actually a train that runs from Seattle to Leavenworth, mm-hmm. and it's Polar Express.
Oh my goodness.
So we didn't get to do that because we went on the 26th, so we missed it, but that would have been really cool too. So anyway, you'll have to check it out.
I do. Like, Henley would love that. She's my youngest. She loves Christmas. Like,
I mean, it's the incredible. Spirit,
like, she is.
Like, they have a Nutcracker all over museum. It.
She would love that.
Gingerbread Factory. I mean, it's all the Christmas things you could want. It's awesome. That's
check
awesome.
Check that out. Mm-hmm. It's good
Very
to know.
Good. Anything else that we need to know about with the junior high? Anything to plug? Anything you want parents to know? Anything coming up?
I mean, spring's coming. Second semester, we have basketball. We'll have tennis, track and field. It's a business spring. There's lots of things going on for sure. And then obviously we'll have our FJH musical that will be coming up.
The musical?
The Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid.
Oh,
yep.
Okay, good.
Yes. So that'll be, I think it's in February, if I'm not mistaken.
Junior high musicals are fantastic.
That first, so I remember the first year, I was blown away.
I know.
At the talent.
The talent.
And just, it's incredible.
The junior
high is
awesome.
If you've never made one of those musicals, you need to. Mm-hmm. Well, it's awesome.
To piggyback off that, our sixth graders just did their first performance.
That was good.
And it was holiday related. Oh my gosh. Just...
Was
you,
it great?
You just sit there and laugh. And we as PE, it's kind of the first time we're kind of training kids to be an audience. Mm-hmm. And so, but I also like going to see kids perform outside the gym. So mm-hmm. whether that's choir, band, their art that gets hung up in the hallways. I love seeing kids get out of their shell that I see in PE. And watching those sixth grade performance, I know what's going to happen because I go and watch all of them and I still laugh.
Yeah, they're so good.
It's their little personalities that come out and you're like, that kid's been silent all year long. And now that he's on the stage, he's the biggest personality.
Right.
So,
when they get in their groove, they find their thing. Yeah. They shine.
Yep. And then Mr. Drew does his little series. I thought they've been great so
far.
The parent challenges.
Yes, they have been great.
I really have enjoyed.
I'm proud of him for doing that.
I am too. Mm-hmm. And I thought this last one was, it focused on some tougher topics, like conversations to have with your kids. So it was really good. So listen for those coming up, a few more coming up in the spring semester.
Yep. Those are great.
Yes. That's all I can think of right now.
I think otherwise everybody's looking forward to the break to recharge.
And yes.
Much needed recharge.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Well, you two are awesome and you're such a part of the Friendswood Junior High success. And we love y'all and enjoy getting to visit with y'all. And we hope y'all have great holidays.
Thanks for inviting us. We wish you all the same.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Talk to you later.